Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Welcome to a Wednesday, and it's April 3rd.
Yep.
Is your rent paid yet?
Yeah, it was paid on the 1st.
Good. Well, that's a good thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, first time in a while.
When you can meet the rent on the 1st, you win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're off to a good start of the month.
Yeah.
Always.
Did you get any good sleep last night?
No, I had a terrible night's sleep, actually.
Again?
I keep having nightmares.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You need to look at that. You know?
I don't know, like vivid nightmares. Like ones, really? I wake up and I'm like, I just remembered all of that.
Wow.
Yeah. So I woke up like 4:15 and then I just tossed and turned till about 6. Then I go, fuck it. I got to get up and get ready for work anyway. So I woke up and here I am.
I thought I had it bad. My God. But yeah.
It's always on the days where I don't need good sleep that I get good sleep. Like when I know I can sleep in the morning, I'm sleeping like a baby. Great night's sleep. When I know I got shit in the morning.
Yeah, forget about it, right?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everyone. We have a couple of guests in the studio. We'll bring them on in just a moment. If you want to watch us and watch this live, you can watch us on Facebook Live. Just go to LA Talk Radio's page and we're right there. So... I did want to tell you about, they did an article on me yesterday on like the Israeli website and
stuff. Right, yeah.
So it's really cool, you know, they put pictures of me and my kids and everything, and it was just really a good feeling, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm a star, you
know? Yeah, you used to feel like that every morning when you wake
yeah.
up.
But I have, but I thought it was going to be on the printed newspaper too, and she said no. So I'm like, okay, well, the people that don't use the internet won't get to see it, but how many people are there like that?
Yeah, there's not many left.
Yeah,
maybe like very, very old people,
right? Like my mom, it would be nice to show it to her in the newspaper.
Like, but I tried to teach my grandmother when she was still here how to use like her cell phone and text, and I was like, I give up.
Yeah. It doesn't work.
No,
right?
Not at all.
I know, I've tried with my mom a million times, but she wanted to have a cell phone, so we gave her a cell phone.
Mm.
All she does is answer calls, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much,
right?
Yeah.
And she has an iPhone.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
Yeah, well, at least her caregiver sometimes plays stuff for her on YouTube. So she sits there and she feels she gets some use out of the phone.
Right. You something.
Know. Yeah. So my brother from China is in town, arrived yesterday.
How long is he here for?
Just a couple of days because he's got to go out of town. But
that's just crazy to me that you would take a long-ass flight from China for a couple of days.
Well,
I just don't see the point.
No, it's a couple of days in L.A. and then he's going for a week to Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay.
He's here on work.
Okay.
On business. But the situation is that we haven't really been in good terms.
Yeah, you told me that.
Right?
For a while, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because he started a whole thing and stuff. So, but he came and I was nice to him and everything, but he was kind of ignoring me, talking only to my mom. I said, well, fuck this. I got up and I left. You know, I didn't say anything, but I said, I'm not having fun here. He just had a seat. As soon as he sat down, he started criticizing everything about my mom, you know?
In front of her?
Yeah, to her.
Hmm.
You gained weight. You're doing this. What why are you doing
I'm
that?
I'm sorry. Your
why
brother's a piece that? Of shit.
Right?
So he's canceled.
It seems to be a consensus.
Yeah. What an ass. Who tells their mom who's in the hospital that she gained weight?
Yeah.
What a douche, Dick. Wow. Yeah. I mean,
and all because there was some little thing that he wasn't happy about that.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be taking it out on your mom.
Yeah, it's no, but he's not. It's just like he always does that, you know. So it's fucking bullshit, you know. He criticizes how we take care of her and everything. We told him, why don't you leave China, come here, and you fucking take care of her, you know. If you don't like the way we do.
Yeah. If not, then shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
How about that? Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what I'm stuck with, you know.
Wow.
When you grow up, you don't know. You know, you're a little kid. kids, you don't know your brothers that well. Then you grow old.
I feel like at some point, the wives come in. Yeah, the wives have no say though.
No, they come in. They have influence though.
Yeah, but they don't have say really if it's your family.
Well, no, but you'd be amazed how much influence there is with for both my in-laws, you know, sisters-in-law. So there you go. But, you know what? What can you do? You know, I mean, I always try to be diplomatic about it. I mean, he cut off from us for a few months, didn't call or anything, you know, just because when we sold the house, we threw some of his shit, you know, so he wasn't happy about that.
I mean, I wouldn't be happy about that either.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a long story.
Yeah.
But let's say you would have had 20 years to get your shit out of there. And if you knew the house was being sold, wouldn't you like think, maybe I should take my shit out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
So anyway, but that's what it was. It's a small thing, you know. So at any rate, I just wanted to bring this up because this is so stupid. But this guy was YouTubing himself live doing 185 miles an hour in his Mustang.
And did he crash?
No, but the police caught up with him and three police cars. And they fucking let him go until they saw the evidence later. I guess there was some video or something, and they realized he was really driving recklessly, so they went and arrested him.
Later. I mean, as he should be, later. Because you're not only putting yourself at risk, you're putting at anybody else if right, you happen to lose control.
But how do you let someone just, like, off the hook without even a ticket? They just told him to, they let him go and told him to park the car or take it to a drag strip, you know, but later.
So they knew he was going that fast.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to me that people would want to even attempt to go that fast because all it takes is one split second and you're crumpled into a thousand
even
little pieces.
Even when you're driving 100 miles an hour, it's only a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't take much.
Dude, 80.
Yeah.
That's why I stick to my 65 miles per hour. Everyone beeps at me behind me. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I am going to speed limit.
Well, he's got a Mustang Shelby, so I guess he's entitled, right?
No, he's not.
But fuck, I mean, when people videotape themselves doing illegal things, isn't that the stupidest thing ever?
By the way, Nipsey Hussle's killer got caught.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
And who is he? Do we know anything
about
him?
Some gang member.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so
he got killed over nothing.
Yeah.
Basically.
Just like they all do.
Yeah. I guess they put him in solitary confinement in jail because everybody in jail is Nipsey Hussle fans and they're like so they waiting to get their hand. Yeah, he's not going to last more than like probably a day or two. He's going to be like killed and like in a very bad way.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Oh, well, the stuff that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring on our guests right now and we're joined by very special people. A very good longtime friend, Cherry, right?
Yeah, we are.
Whoops. There you are.
You didn't want to hear me talk.
No, I'm not all together this morning. So we go back quite a while, right? Several years?
About least? 10 years.
10 years?
Yes.
Wow.
So basically almost as long as your radio has been on.
Well, that's how we met. She was on the radio on the station some time ago. And I can't believe it's been 10 years already, Sherry.
I had a show called Taboo Topics, and we talked about taboo topics. I mean, I like the things I like to talk about.
What do you mean by that?
Like anything that people are uncomfortable talking about, I like to talk about.
Yeah, like usually sex and stuff.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
I enjoy
what
that
else do people are uncomfortable about? You know, politics,
people are uncomfortable about everything, though. Yeah. I'm like, it's 2019. Let's stop.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's loosen up a little bit.
Well,
right?
And, you know, sex and money are very uncomfortable topics because if you talk to, like, you know, anybody that's in premarital counseling, they'll say, oh, did you talk to your spouse-to-be about how you're going to do the money? Oh, no. We don't. Oh, we're going to keep it separate or we don't talk about that.
That's true, right? I mean, many times you got to talk about the money. It's a big thing.
Yeah, money's touchy subject, but I think it's important. Just like sex is important, but I feel like there's all kinds of things that we need to talk about.
Okay, we'll talk about those things. All right, awesome. And then you brought a friend, Seth.
It's my business partner, Seth Ramos.
Welcome to the show, Seth.
Thank you so much.
Of course. So you guys are business partners. How long ago did you meet?
We met probably a couple years ago at a networking event in Orange County.
Really?
And yeah, I saw him speak. He's an awesome speaker.
Really?
You're not speaking much this morning, man.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for my moment. I've been
waking up.
Yeah, it's early. I get
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It's okay. You can jump in anytime. All right. So tell us a little bit about how you guys met. So what were you talking about, speaking about?
I was trying to help people. You know, I think a lot of us face a lot of the same internal struggle of laziness or procrastination or blaming our parents or blaming something that has nothing to do. You know, we're pissed at the president for no reason. We're pissed at our boss for no reason. We compare ourselves to others. You know, we're happy until we see somebody that has something that we want.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought I was awesome. Now I'm not awesome.
Yeah.
And I've noticed it's weird. Like, people that you would think would be happy, a lot of people are not happy and they can't seem to figure out why.
Right, right.
And so, I was on stage, talking about that type of thing. And I know Sherry was there. I think that's where we met.
Mm-hmm.
And then she stalked me. It was very uncomfortable.
I'm a Facebook stalker.
Yeah. To be stalked by someone like Sherry is not a bad thing, right?
No.
There you go. She's so sweet. You're such a great person. You're always in a good mood and good energy and stuff. So when you asked me to come on, I'm like, yeah, that's a slam dunk. There.
Well, and I think what impressed me about Seth was, you know, he and I have, without knowing each other too long, we had kind of common goals of what we want to help people achieve their goals, mm-hmm. and just kind of provide a plan and goal setting and, you know, ideas.
And you guys have that information to give to people.
Yes.
Yeah. I've actually, awesome. For 14 years, I've been kind of speaking around the country,
really?
Helping people. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for a long time, I was a broke waiter at a restaurant and, you know, actually had never picked up a book since high school at that point. And then started reading and seeing, wow, you know, one good idea can change your life. Holy shit. What can this idea be for me?
Right.
That type of thing. And yeah, most people are just one moment. And
right.
They go, oh my God. Okay, I need to do this.
Right.
And then it's putting that into action.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know what's cool? You have a sweater just like mine.
This is yours. I went in your house.
I know. But mine is a different color.
I changed the color.
But
I've never seen you wear that sweater ever.
No, because I haven't. But I'll pick up a picture while we're talking. It's the same thing, and it's
kind of
rare.
He's a very different guy when the radio
goes
off.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He becomes kind of boy band. He's hanging out.
Yeah, for me, it was more like I would wear it at night and stuff when it's cold and that. But anyway, so. Seth, are you originally from L.A.?
Yeah, I grew up in Los Angeles. Every time I leave the state, I come back.
Really?
Yeah, I can't seem to get away. I don't know what it is. And I don't know. I don't miss the traffic. And I don't miss the ever-expanding homeless
problem.
Oh,
so you don't live here?
No, I do live here. But I live here. I live in Beverly Hills area.
Oh, okay.
But every time I leave the state, like I was in Vegas for a while, came back. I'm always traveling. But
right.
I love Los Angeles. I just got to find a place where I like, but there's tree. I miss... Like, where are the trees? There's not enough.
There's really no trees.
Or streams and river.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That's why I was telling you I wanted to move to Oregon. There's so much nature there. It's unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I agree with you. You have to drive far from here to really find nature and kind of secluded. I mean, there's nowhere you can go where there's not a lot of people, but you try. So I agree with you. What are some of the places you do like?
I was in Bandon, Oregon, which is close to where you know, Bandon, Oregon, right on the coast in Oregon. It's beautiful. My parents got a house out there. And every time I go to Oregon, I'm like, okay. I don't, most people, when they get connected to, they're by the ocean or they're going on a hike through Runyon Canyon, they go, you know what, this is how, all right, this is how it's supposed to be.
Right.
What the hell am I living in this? And I'm paying $2,500 a month for a shitty one-bedroom apartment where I hear my neighbors watching television. And I, what am I doing? This is not.
Right.
But we don't go there enough. So every time I'm somewhere, you know, by the beach, I go, hey, I feel a little different. This is how it's supposed to be.
Right.
What the hell am I paying so much money for a shitty apartment for in Los Angeles? And in other places across the country, you get a nice apartment. You get a house.
You get a house.
$2,000 a month.
My parents pay literally $1,011 for their mortgage.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm paying $1,325 for a one-bedroom and a three-bedroom apartment.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. You know, when I found a house on the lake for $1,500 a month, I'm like, I'll take it.
Right.
But so have you traveled through Oregon?
Yeah. Last year ago at this time, I took my dog and we drove all the way along the coast.
Uh-huh.
We went through the redwoods, the huge trees up there.
Right.
And went all the way through. It was like 14
hours. Did you go to Bend and stuff?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And around? Mm-hmm. Wow, I did the same trip, just going the other way.
It's an amazing ride, yeah. Nice. We stayed at like a farm up on the way.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, like an ostrich farm. An Airbnb. You have to be very careful. Ostrich freak me out.
Those are like the birdie thing. They're huge.
They're huge and they look like they'll kill you for no reason.
They really freak me out.
Yeah, they're very big.
I don't like those at all.
They're very big and they run really fast.
Yeah, really fast. And they just look at you with like...
They stare at you like they're so excited to kill you.
I'm like, what is up? What is what's happening? What is going through that little head of yours?
Yeah, it sounds pleasant. So, very cool. And Sherry, are you from L.A.?
I'm an Air Force brat.
So you lived in many places.
Many places, but it would astound me is how many people I've met in California that have never left the state.
Right.
And they freak out, you know.
Right, right. I know. But it's but you lived in different places. What are some of the places you lived in?
Guam. Nebraska, wow. Alabama, but mostly California. But I'm a travel freak. I've just went to Australia almost 3 years ago. Went to Thailand almost 2 years ago,
wow.
And I've been to Paris and London and Ireland. But
I want to go to Ireland so bad.
And Irish people are the best.
Yeah, I just love their accent. I love this. I can bask in this. Yeah,
but I feel like
I feel like all the houses out there are really small though. Like, is anyone out there rich?
In Ireland? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there's some castles out there, you know?
So, like, that's it?
It's hardly everybody's rich, you know? I mean,
I think, what is it, the tax, like, London is 50%.
Really?
Like 50% tax bracket. And I think Ireland...
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
That half your money you pay to the government.
Instead of paying the 35% we pay now, you pay half.
Half.
Well, 35% is still a lot, but I'd rather pay 35% than 50%, that's for sure.
Right, exactly. But I think that's why, Seth and I wanted to, got excited about our business because we want to teach people how they can build residual income because that's the thing. Everybody's getting laid off. And if you don't have a plan B, that's not good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is the same. We're wearing the same.
Are you guys the exact same?
Actually, I like yours more if you ever want to trade.
Yeah.
This is better.
It's white and black. But she can see.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the same one. It's unusual. Yeah. So that's how I recognize it. That's cool. You see? Great minds.
We're very much alike.
Yeah.
He's Israeli. I wish I was Israeli.
You speak fluent Hebrew?
I do. Yeah.
I heard you.
When?
With Ronan. You were. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. That's true. We do. We try to minimize that, but sometimes you just can't help it because you're used to speaking that language to that person. But when there's people around and we're conscious of it, I never speak anything other than English. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I love it. I mean, I just posted yesterday how much I love America. You know, I mean, it's just like it was always a dream for me. They just released, they just published a story online about me and... And so I sort of like had to go back over my life, you know, and I realized what a dream it was to come to America, you know, as I was a kid.
Yeah.
The music, the movies, the everything, you know, you want it all. I remember when I was a kid, also kids that would like, if people immigrated to Israel from the States, they would have all the coolest toys ever.
Right.
The coolest toys. I would go, wow, you know.
So that was your...
So that was like a dream.
Your dream to come here.
Right. And then my dad, because of a long story, he said, why don't you go to America and then we'll join you later. That was when I was 16. So that's how it went down. Mm. You know, I came here at 16.
So then how did they contact you to do the story about you?
Oh, that was through... it just shows you always should show up. You know, I went to this gathering, some spiritual gathering, and I only knew one person there. But she said, why don't you come? You know, I'm giving a little seminar or something. I said, fine. So I went there and I met all these people. She introduced me. And then this woman comes up. She says, I work for the newspaper. Why don't we do a story on you? I said, good.
So you were networking.
Exactly.
Networking is really important.
You
got to
be out
life.
There. If you stay home, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even going to go, you know. So you
I'm
never
trying
know.
To be more open to being more open. Because I like always complain about how no shit's popping off, but I don't ever do anything if I'm not working.
Exactly. Yeah. If you stay home, nothing's going to happen ever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, very cool. So, Sherry, what have you been up to? I see you have a website called Divine Success. And tell us a little bit about that. Is that what you mainly do right now?
Yes.
Okay, well, so tell us
about Seth
it.
And I have partnered up because we're excited about our business. We're excited about helping people focus on building residual income as opposed to trading time for dollars, which is what most people do every right. week.
So what you say, in other words, how can people make money without really working? Residual means like additional money that you get. Additional income that you have?
Well, I mean,
it means, you know, you build something once and then it spits off money over time. Right. It's the same reason if you had a rental property, you'd put all that money in, you'd own the property, and then the.
Right. And then you don't really have to work. It works for you.
It works for you. And that's the reason why to be an actor, be a musician. I mean, that, you know, you do something once, you get paid long term on it. Starting a business. I actually started a student loan consolidation company a handful of years ago. And the purpose was, all right, I'm going to have all these employees, we're going to have offices, and everything we do is going to create money long term so I can take a vacation. Of course, I found out sometimes you own a company and the company owns you and you can't take a vacation. You gain 40 pounds. And you understand what has happened in my life.
Oh, my God.
But,
that's awful.
But if I know it was awful.
Well,
it
because
got awful, but
it's awful, but it's your business.
Right. It was your business.
You enjoy it. Yeah. You know, I mean, if you had something you really loved and you knew you could grow it, you'd put in 24 hours a day on it.
Yeah. If you loved
day.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But what luckily, I guess, through all the connections that I've had over the years, we've partnered with some very successful people and in a huge multi-billion dollar brand, and we're helping people promote health and wellness products and looking better and living better and building a residual income, and so it's a very smart way to go.
Very cool. So you guys had things in common that you felt you should put together and create something, like what were you doing before that?
You know, I've always been an entrepreneur since, you know, 1996. I have never worked for anyone since 1996. Sorry, 96. I didn't mean 86. So basically, I did the normal job route.
Right.
I was barely 17. I worked for attorneys for 4 years. And that is...
Paralegal or like receptionist?
Legal secretary, yes.
Yeah.
And I'd rather chew glass.
Yeah.
And, you know, then I went to work for Northrop. Then I went to work for corporate America. And it's just, I would rather stab myself in the face than work for someone ever again. Yeah. And that's why I've always fought to work for myself. Because right. guess what? I can take a day off whenever I want. Exactly. Do I want to go to Thailand? Yeah, I think I'm going to schedule that. I'm going to do that. And the freedom of doing whatever I want when I want to do it, but doing it working smart, not harder. You know what I mean?
I get you.
Because, I mean, I know so many people that are a slave. I mean, we are in a commuting society in Southern California. The average person commutes 3 hours a day. Yes.
Like to and from, right?
Yeah, 3 hours total.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I'm not surprised. You know, in the morning when I drive, I see the 405. The traffic is just standing still. Yeah. How the fuck do you get to work like that?
San Francisco, they have a word up there called a super commuter. Super commuter is someone that commutes 5 to 6 hours a day.
Wow.
Is that how you want to live between now and death?
And that, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then you're just so tired by the time you get home. You can't read a book. You can't even watch your shows. You can't cook dinner. It's right. like you're literally just like, ugh, work is over. I got to go to bed because I got to do this all over again tomorrow.
You're a hamster in a wheel.
Yeah. That's one thing I'll never do. I can't do
that. That's the thing. That's why I think we live in LA and then we question why we do like you did, you know, when you were thinking, what am I doing in this, like, you know, paying so much money stuff. We are caught in this wheel where we keep chasing our tails pretty much and just in the quest of getting a little more, having a little more, you know. And the thing is that we could probably live on half of what we have if we lived somewhere else.
So I have friends in Michigan right? who come here and they go, they think we're all nuts.
Right.
They go, for half the price, I have a house with a backyard. Right. I work half as much as you. It takes me 20 minutes to commute and I'm mad that I have to drive 20 minutes back and forth. They go, this traffic? What happened?
Yeah.
Why are there so many? There's a big accident? What's happening? Oh, no, it's always like this.
Yeah.
What? Always? Yeah. Why would you?
Sometimes I wonder that. Like, I understand people that are here for a specific reason, like being a musician or an actor, and you have to, like, do what you got to do till you make it. But then there's some people that are just already established in their life, and they're just living very averagely. And I'm like, why would you live here if you're not here for, like, specific reasons? You know, you could literally live anywhere else and, like, you basically be rich.
Right.
Like, I'm here because I want to be in the entertainment business. That shit's not popping off in Boston. So I got, like, no choice but to pay the $13.25 for a fucking one-bedroom and a three-bedroom.
Yeah.
I know what I got to do.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm here working for an insurance company 9 to 5 and like right. I choose to do that every day, you know? Yeah,
that would kill you.
Yeah. No, I worked insurance way back in the day. I did special event insurance and I killed it because I'm great on the phone. And special event insurance, they just like fill out this like form online. You send them a quote and then you call them, leave them a voicemail and they either get it or they don't. And I used to kill it in sales. And this guy that I used to work with at one of the companies I did it for like wrote me an email and was like, hey, I'm opening a company in Los Angeles. Like, I remember you being really good at sales. Do you want to do it? And I said, no, I don't even care how desperate I am for money. Yeah. Like, I could never do that ever again.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
Don't blame you. Don't blame you.
Yeah. LA makes sense if you're like, I'm an actor, so I go on auditions and I do stuff like that.
Exactly.
So it makes sense to be here in addition to being a business person. But, but if I mean, other than being an entertainment, or if you have, obviously, you know, if you're a successful Israeli that has a radio show, then you have to be here. But,
or if you're in real estate and you're killing it in the real estate game, get it. Yeah. I totally get it. But if you're just like working like a regular job where like you are
treading water,
secretary, and you're making $18 an hour, commuting 6 hours a day, go somewhere else.
Yeah, that's not a quality of life at all.
But I mean, if they're doing it like in the Valley and they work in the Valley and they have their own little life in the Valley, I get it. But if you're driving 3-4 hours a day to make minimum wage and barely survive, get the fuck out.
And that's why so many people have second jobs. That's why like so many people are secretly they're an Uber driver. They would never tell you their Facebook, you would have no idea.
Until you get into the backseat of your Uber and you're like, Brad? I didn't know you fucking did this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, more and more people are getting a side hustle because they realize I've got to diversify.
Yeah.
You know, they know that you gotta have a plan B. Nobody can, you know, depend on one thing anymore.
Right.
You know, those days are over.
And you gotta reinvent yourself over and over because they're saying now, I read in the paper, if you've been in a job for 2 years or more, it's time to change career.
Yeah, you're gonna expire.
It's changes so much. It used to be like, what? You've been hopping jobs every 2 years?
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Right.
But today, that's the norm.
See, I like working in the restaurant business because the schedule is so flexible. So if I like decide I want to go to Hawaii for a week, I can just be like, hey, can anyone pick up my shift? And everybody's so thirsty to have like a bounce around schedule for auditions and stuff that I'm like, I don't mind it. You know?
Yeah. Very cool.
You don't get paid shit, but
yeah. No, but Cherry, you live far, right? You managed to live away from the hustle, the city hustle, right?
Yeah.
So how long a drive is it for you?
I mean,
you don't come here every day.
No,
obviously.
I don't come here every day, but I always strategize, you know, if I'm gonna go somewhere, Seth knows I'm always early. Rather than late, but I know traffic in Southern California. I know how to get around it. You get up early.
Yeah. Exactly. And you leave early. People don't understand. They come from across town.
Yeah, but if you wake up early and your meeting's not till 3, what are you doing?
Because I take care of myself. I have all this energy.
Yeah, exactly. You find other things to do. Well, you know, like you plan maybe several meetings when you come into town.
You got to in life, you got to leverage, right? I mean, leverage your time, leverage your business, leverage everything. Everything has to be leveraged.
Yeah. But no, she lives in a nice area compared to the city, right?
Oh, my God. I live in a beautiful area.
Wow. I've never been there, but just from what you described, I thought, wow, that would be cool, you know?
Right.
But obviously, you don't come to L.A. every day or maybe not even every week, every once in a while. But,
right?
You just make your life there. You can't because some people, they want to afford a house. So they move to Santa Clarita or something, right? And so you get a house for less, but then you have to commute for 2 hours each way every day. You know, it's like if you buy a house there, then live there, work there,
shop
there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, get a job out there.
Right, do
I'm
whatever.
I'm sure it's probably easy to try to get a job in like one of those, except if, unless everybody had that same mentality and there's no jobs left.
Right.
And your only choice is to go to Hollywood back and forth.
Right, and people do all the time. I'm like, what quality of life is that if you have a house, but you have to be on the road all
the time? You
never
see it.
Yeah.
I had a friend that got a house up by Magic Mountain, and the house was amazing, great neighborhood. But he's now driving 2.5 hours every day. And I was like, what's worth it?
2.5 hours one way?
Two and a half hours there, 2.5 works in L.A. And I was like, that's a crappy deal you got.
Really,
you got to rethink your life.
But a lot of people do that because they do want the house.
Yeah.
So they tell you, I enjoy it on
the weekend. Yeah, but then you make friends where you work, and it's like no one's ever going to come to your crib unless it's like planned like 2-3 months in advance.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, guys, do you want to come over Friday night for some wine after work? Fuck no. Ain't nobody driving 2.5 hours to your like a magic house in the woods. Like,
we'll just look at it on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. No, not doing it.
Whoa. So tell us a little bit about the company. What do you guys do exactly? What do you offer people? Mm-hmm. How can you help them?
So what we do is we're doing two things. One, we're helping people build an income by promoting our products. And the company's products are all about health and energy and weight loss and sleeping better. And there's just a variety, literally close to 100 products.
Right.
There's a handful that we focus the most on. Right. We have an amazing face product, an amazing product for having more energy and sleep, and just there's a whole bunch of different products that are great.
Right.
And then by promoting them on your website, you get to build a residual base. So as people use the products and enjoy the products, you're getting paid on everything residually.
Right.
So you have a customer base, which is kind of something that I've always loved doing, is building a customer base of people that like the products that you're promoting, who just pay for it every single month and they enjoy it. Kind of like the way that people love buying stuff on Amazon every month. And then you're getting paid a percentage of it. So right. it's a nice.
It'd be like, like if you were, as many times as I've referred people to Home Shopping Network or they'll go, where'd you get that? And I'll say, oh, Amazon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if Amazon and Home Shopping like paid me?
Yeah.
For all the times I've referred people.
That's like my Instagram page. It's like I'm literally just referring people to where to shop my clothes.
Right. So it's cool that Seth and I are with a company that, pays us for promoting and being, right. Proud of their products. And, when you get to certain levels, you get bonuses and trips and so there's a lot of rewards.
Is it like a pyramid scheme type thing?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No.
People get really depressed when they do that type of stuff.
No, the only pyramid scheme is corporate America. Yeah. That's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. There's some guy in Boston before I moved to LA. He wanted
me. Guys, I'm interrupting everything.
Yeah.
Our audio is not going out right now, so we're like talking to ourselves. It just started now, so hang on a second.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Somebody fell asleep at the wheel.
Oh, okay. All right, so we can continue, right?
Okay. Are you sure? You look confused.
No, I'm just writing to Ronan. Hold on a second, because there's an issue with the audio. Okay, awesome. Okay, so we're going to continue. Let's go back. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So do you guys remember what you were just saying?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
Go on, Danny. What were you saying before?
Oh, before. Yeah. So in Boston, there was this guy who like wanted me to join like his like pyramid scheme type thing. And I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
But it was have you seen the signs like wish you were here?
It's a travel company.
Yeah. I was like, I'm fucking good.
Right.
Yeah.
So what were you saying? Did you say it is multi-level marketing? Is that what you were saying?
I don't know what his thing is, but it's
what's a pyramid?
Oh, I'm not.
Basically, you needed to get like I think 10 people to sign up just to be promoters, and then you get paid.
Right. Oh, so no, ours is product based. So yeah. Ours is all about
So you don't recruit salespeople.
No, and we have a ton of celebrity. Right. She's helped. We have a ton of celebrities we're working with, and athletes and people. That
I think products is different. Yeah, because I've promoted products on my Instagram too, and it's like. Directly straight for the products, but this person wanted you to he got paid when you signed up new salespeople.
Right.
And I'm like, how do we benefit from this?
No, what's really nice is that if you look at every celebrity, they all endorse a brand. They all endorse a product, right? They put on Instagram, they go, hey, this is the most amazing face product. Here's a link. If you like it, get it. And then they're getting paid off all of that. Right,
right, right.
So it only makes sense that if we could do the same type of thing,
right.
It's a smart way to go. Right. And then also just the coaching aspect, the aspect to learn how to become successful. Most people, they don't have a coach, or they go to a one-time seminar, they spend $500, they get lit up, and they go back to work, and they're a secretary, and they're on fire. You need a pen? I've got a pen for you. And they're all like, but nothing changes, nothing happens, the boss doesn't care.
Right.
Oh, wow, you're so motivated today. That's freaking awesome. Great. Yeah, well, great job. Can you get me a large coffee? Thank you. So they don't care. So what we're able to do is actually help someone on a regular basis, help someone actually think about, what do they really want to do? What do they want to, that type of thing, and then elevate them and develop them. And
that's cool, because if someone hasn't done it before, you do need some guidance.
Right, because you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And then,
And rather than trying to figure out how to do things from scratch or something, you have people that do this every day.
Mm.
Why not listen to what they have to say and save yourself a lot of time and work, So I totally get this. And that's why I totally get coaches and things like that, people that can guide people into something else, For example, if I sat down and I wanted to do an Instagram thing or something, I'd have to sit down and figure out for weeks or months how to do it, I could ask her and she could tell me in a second because she does it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. You know,
and
you,
I'm still learning.
If you seek out experts, then you save yourself a lot of
a lot of times when you see somebody go, how'd that person become so successful? I promise you someone coached them. Someone mentored them. Someone developed them. They didn't just figure it out on their own. Or you have to read, right? You either have a mentor or you have to be an amazing reader.
Right.
You want to learn about Instagram? Read for 4 hours a day online about Instagram.
Mm-mm.
Or just go to a coach, spend 20 minutes. Boom, you got that same information right
there. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And I also noticed too, Sam, like with this company, you know, we're talking about cream of the crop people.
Right.
So it's like... you know, let's say you go, what's one of your favorite places that you like to go hang out?
Where do I like to hang out? I don't hang out, but the beach maybe?
Let's
say
go to the beach. Okay.
Okay.
Like, let's say you cast a net on the beach.
Right.
How many of those people on the beach do you think are like quality?
Oh, not many.
Do you see?
What do you mean by quality?
Quality.
Like people maybe that you would connect with or something, right?
People that are...
inspired, motivated, like great, like focused, good, like want to make,
But you know, want to make the world a better place, you know, whether it's, you know, let's say, you know, I just feel like kind of in our culture, everybody, you know, do you know why Oprah didn't open up a school in America as opposed to Africa? Do you know why?
No.
Because kids in America care about having a $300 sneaker.
Oh.
Kids in Africa care about having an education.
Right.
So it's like priorities. Yeah. And I thought, you know, I feel like the people in our company, it's all about giving back to your community. Just like Nipsey Hussle. He was about, I didn't even know who he was until he died. And then I heard his backstory about how he was putting those schools to help the inner city kids learn and the computers and that he cared. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, if I, you know, had an extra $20 million I didn't know what to do with, I, you know, my goals, I love animals. I'd want to help, you know, some animals and this and that.
Same.
But everybody has...
Yeah, like association's everything, you know? It's like the crew that you're with, right? They say, show me your five best friends and I'll show you your future, right? A lot of people, they want to be something amazing, but they're hanging out with a bunch of weirdos and pessimists and drug addicts. They're like, why am I not getting ahead?
That's
your friends
true,
are
right?
losers and they're dragging you down and they're mad at everything. So now you're mad at everything.
Right.
Yeah. So it's,
it's
about being around good, positive people.
Right. Yeah.
So a lot of us, it's hard. You're like in high school, you're surrounded by people. You get out of high school. There's not, how many people are you really around?
Right,
just the people
right.
you work with. Maybe right. if you go to church, it's a small group. So and, trying to find that right mm-hmm. group of people.
Right.
And like statistically, like when did you graduate high school?
Ooh, 2006.
Okay, so see, the most popular people that you went to high school with, statistically, the top five most popular people in your school probably are not successful.
Yeah.
Like what they do in the yearbook, right? Yeah. The most likely to succeed.
Right.
High school is a joke to me.
Yeah.
I was smart, though. I kept to myself, so I don't really care.
It's
but, like,
more a social
all
thing
the people that were
social.
Cool in high school are like literally still in the same town doing absolutely nothing with their lives. I'm like,
weird.
You bullied me, bitch. How's your life now? Yeah.
So it's just like, I think... Our business teaches people how to get out of their comfort zone because really, I think a lot of what I've read about success is that, you know, be willing to do what other people aren't. And like when there was a freshman in the University of Florida, she said to her dad, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. There's like 900 kids in like one class and I'm freaking out. And he goes, I'll tell you what to do. Just show up every day. And then do 1 hour of reading every day.
Yeah.
And you are going to be 90% ahead of all those people in your class. And he was exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah.
You
a lot
know,
of people don't
that's
show
true.
Up. They don't really show up. They don't show up.
Right.
They don't bring
right.
it.
Yeah.
And even if they physically show up at school, in their mind, they're not really there, you know? Because high school, look, I mean, we're young, we're getting sexualized, you know. We're discovering ourselves. We're discovering adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to focus on school when you're going through all that shit, you know? You have all these, you know, girls or, you know, the other way, the other case, boys, and you're attracted to them and you go, wow, look at this, look at that. There's all the politics of teenagers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's got time for school? Who's even focusing on
and a lot of
school?
Stuff they teach is so irrelevant. History in 1750 for 3 weeks. I don't care about this. I have an erection all day. What do I care about this stuff? Doesn't mean anything to me.
Mm. Exactly.
That's so weird.
I didn't care about sex in high school. I just there were certain classes I loved, and there's certain classes where I was like, this is really hard to get through because I'm just not interested.
Yeah. Science,
same with
math,
college. Yeah. Same with college. There's some classes where I'm like, I don't give a fuck about being here.
Wow.
Yeah.
People need life skills.
Yeah, they don't teach the right stuff in school.
No.
A lot of people graduate high school, they have no idea how to balance a checkbook, credit, how to use a credit card, getting a loan.
I wish they had that in high school. Yeah. The credit card bullshit and how it can fuck your credit if you don't.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And like your parents aren't really telling you, and you're getting credit cards behind your parents' back, and it's like.
And not only that, I think even the student loans, you know, you don't really grasp what kind of a burden you're carrying on yourself when you take out the loans. Yeah. You know, it's like you're gonna be enslaved to these fucking people for the rest of your life. Right. You know?
And it's so weird. People are like, I don't know what to do with my life. Well, I'll go to college. I'll get a $100,000 loan. And I'll figure it out there. It's like, whoa, you don't know what you want to do? Well, you're going to get a $100,000 loan. You're going to pay that back with interest.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it. That's my plan.
You're right. That's
how
people
do it. The weirdest makes no sense.
Because they're too young. They're immature at that point, you know? I think college should be something you go to later in life.
Absolutely.
Like with me, I went right after high school. After a year, I dropped because I thought, this is not for me right now. I'm not ready for school, for more school. I went back at 26. I was 26 years old. I went back to college, graduated with honors, straight A's, everything, you know, because I was also older and more mature. So I went there because I wanted to, not because I had to.
Right.
Right.
Many kids feel they have to right after high school. They don't want to be there.
Well, and a lot of degrees right now are, you know, they don't equal money.
Right.
You know, if your ego needs a degree on your wall, you're, you know.
A lot of things people study, they study liberal arts or something that's like French, you know, French literature of the 1800s.
How's that going to help
teach that to somebody?
Exactly. They can become a teacher. Yeah, become a teacher. That's about it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we have very successful people in our company. I mean, how many companies can say they've made over, 300 millionaires? How many companies can say that?
In business, if you're learning from people that have had success, you can copy them. Unfortunately, the education system, and in most places, it's hard to find good, you know, it's hard to find good information.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to read. That's why just in general, reading is such an undervalued, you know, Warren Buffett said recently, if you could have one superpower in the world, what would you have? Time travel, superhuman strength? He said, no, I wish I could read faster.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. He just wished
he could.
See,
I'm the same way. Yeah. I can totally relate.
Yeah.
Totally fucking relate. To me, relaxing means reading a book.
Nice.
And I have to do it. You know, it's like stimulation for my mind, you know. And I find that if I go a day without reading, I'm crazy, you know.
I feel like I don't have time to read.
Yeah. But that's what he was saying. If I could read more in less time, that'd be great, you know, because you become hungry for more all the time.
True. Right. Just like exercising. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You exercise, your body starts craving it. You eat clean. You start craving clean food. I just watched this movie the other night, and they were all smoking and eating Cheetos and like pizza. And I actually was starting to get like nauseous watching it because I live such a clean lifestyle.
Right, you live a clean lifestyle.
Yeah.
What does that mean for you?
What like from morning to night or?
Just generally. I mean, what is it? You stay away from pretty much everything not good for
you. Yeah, I'm looking at this.
I know. I constantly.
I tell him that all the time.
See, we have health shows here, and every time they come in, they're like,
I can get you off that Diet Coke.
What about the Diet Coke? You can't because you don't know why I drink it, but I'll let you know after.
He's forced to. He's literally forced to.
Are you endorsing Diet Coke?
He drinks one every hour, but he has to.
It works for me. I mean, look,
It's part of his swag. Look at him. He's very charming. He's very likable. He's like, Coke.
I always carry the Diet Coke with me. You know?
Part of his
what
swag.
What the hell? But so explain a little bit. Maybe you can inspire me because my lifestyle is not as healthy as yours.
Okay. So I think, I'll be 52 in August. I have no kids. And I'm going to tell you, you know, time goes really fast.
Really?
And the older you get, the faster it goes. And people need to get it in check because, you know, like we were talking about, Luke Perry just died, heavy smoker. And I think when people like really, when you hit 50, you can't play anymore.
Right.
You cannot play. You got to clean it up.
Yeah.
And, you know, the number one killer in America is heart attacks. So you got to eat clean. You got to move. Get off the couch.
Right.
And but get some good protein and nutrients in your body. We're a fast food society.
Right.
I mean, people are busy, busy, busy. That's why our company has great fast food. And I mean that in nutritional things. I can pop in my suitcase. I'm on the road. I can grab something that's healthy and I feel good.
Yeah.
And I'm not wanting crap because you know what? When you fill your body with nutrition and do a nice nutritional reboot, you don't want
You have more energy and stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of people's physical problems, they don't realize it's just the lack of diet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they, God, I've been sleeping like crap. And it's like, well, it's diet. God, I have a ton of anxiety. It's diet. For a lot of people, their problems is just, it's just diet.
Gut health.
Gut health, probiotics.
So how can people learn more about this?
Go on her website.
Product.
They can go on her website.
Go on to, divinesuccess.com. There's all my contact information.
And that's divine with D-E. D-E-V-I-N-E.
Yeah.
Success.com. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So what can people find on there?
So basically, please, you know, reach out to me. Give me your email, your phone number, however you want me to contact you. Because as we were talking about coaching, I want to help people. Yeah, I want to coach.
And it's good to find out goals. And then it's kind of like, you know how when you go to the doctor, you say, hey, here's what's wrong with me. The doctor asks a bunch of questions. And then the doctor prescribes what would be right for you.
Right.
It's the same thing with us. Like, there's not one generic this, because everybody's so different. So by reaching out to her and maybe exchanging, hey, so what are you looking for? Do you want more energy? Do you want to sleep better? Are you having depression, anxiety, stress? Do you just want to look better? Maybe you just want to look better. You look in the mirror and you go, oh my God, I look like shit. Like, whatever your thing is, she can definitely help guide you in the right direction. And we're partnered with very successful people. And you know, so, yeah.
And it could be like somebody saying, oh, my God, if I had $1,000 a month more, it would be life-changing.
Right, right. So how,
you know.
So tell us quickly about that residual income and stuff that you want to talk about. We only have a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So the company that we're partnered with, you're able to promote the products and build the residual. You have your own link. You can literally get the products through us.
Right.
So you're able to you're promoting something you can't get on Amazon or eBay. And when people fall in love with certain products and they pay for it every month, you know, just like we all have stuff from Amazon we get every month. It's very convenient. Amazon's now the biggest company in the world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People like to go online and go, I'll take that. Yes. 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 Done. And then they like it when they show up. They feel like, I got someone sent me something. What is this? It's like the shit you bought last night. Oh my God, I got a gift. So so we're able to help people build almost like a brand amongst themselves, and they're able to promote it through Instagram or Facebook, however they want to promote it. And then we partner with them and help them build a big business. And you get paid residually on everything you do. So you're not just you know, promoting it once and, oh, I made $400. Oh, well, what if that was
so you get like regular
residual
customers and stuff like that.
So once it's built, you know, let's just say, you know, 5 years from now, how cool if you were just, you know, a check in your coming in every Monday.
Right, right.
For, you know, extra, let's say $2,000 to $5,000.
Yeah. I'll take it.
I think most people would be like, that would, because you know what? Then you'd be like, I live in Oregon now.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I would be living in
Oregon. I mean, so people really need to sit and think and get out of your hamster wheel for 1 second and go, what would really excite me?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Get excited about, you know, your possibilities.
Yeah, yeah.
And getting out of your comfort zone.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So go to Divine, D-E-V-I-N-E-S,
Divine Success.
Yeah, Divine Success, D-E-V-I-N-E, success.com. And you can find a lot of things on there. You can see Sherry and all the, and more information about this, helping kickstart new lifestyles.
Exactly.
That's pretty much what that is.
Feel better, do better.
Yeah. And with summer coming up, like everybody wants to be a little bit a better version of themselves. Everyone wants to have more energy, look a little bit better at the beach, maybe have some extra money to have fun and eat better, get a margarita with the extra shot of tequila, get avocado on everything, live it up. You know
get
what I mean?
Patron instead of whatever they have behind the counter. You know, live the good life.
Now, if you guys, do you want people to find you on social media or anything?
Sure,
do you
want
to give it out?
Seth Remis, S-E-T-H-R-E-M-I-S. I'm on Instagram and Facebook.
R-E-M-I-S?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
I'm on Instagram and Facebook, Sherry Lacey, L-A-C-E-Y.
Sounds good. Guys, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, you're a lot of fun. Did we say everything you wanted to, pretty much?
Yeah, absolutely.
We covered everything, right?
Absolutely.
Because we're pros here. We don't play.
You don't mess around, man.
Exactly. So you're welcome back anytime. Everybody check it out. And that's it, Danny. Thank you as always.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.